This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Mickey. AP correspondent Tommy Lawrence Brooks reports the Western allies warning Hezbollah
against escalating the fight with Israel.
For a ceasefire in Israel's conflict with Hamas in Gaza that would calm attacks by Hezbollah and other Iranian allied militias. So American and European diplomats are now warning Hezbollah about taking on the military might of Israel. They say the group shouldn't rely on the US or anyone else to hold off Israeli leaders if they choose to carry out an offensive into Lebanon, and that Hezbollah shouldn't count on its own fighters' ability to handle whatever would come next. Escalating cross-border strikes between Israel and Hezbollah appeared to have at least leveled off of late, but a former US diplomat in the Middle East says Israelis still seem to be preparing an entirely different magnitude of conflict. And a UN humanitarian chief has used the word apocalyptic to describe a war that could result. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the United Nations admitting it's fallen short on its goals to improve lives across the globe.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres releasing a report card of sorts on the Sustainable Development Goals aimed at helping the lives of some 7 billion people.
Our failure to secure peace, to confront climate change, and to boost international finance is undermining development.
He says there's no reason that countries can't pick up the pace.
The denial of basic needs for so many is outrageous and inexcusable.
Guterres says instead of spending money and resources on wars, nations should be focusing on global food supplies, internet access, education, and gender equality. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Voters across mainland France are casting ballots in the first round of an exceptional parliamentary election. The two-round vote could put France's government in the hands of far-right parties for the first time since the Nazi era. Researcher Olivier Gotha in New York. Saying, I think it's important to vote yes wherever we are. France offers us the chance to vote, so I think it's important to, once again, to strengthen the bond and show that we still belong to the community. Many French voters have been frustrated about inflation and economic concerns, and they see President Emmanuel Macron's leadership is out of touch. Marine Le Pen's anti-immigration National Rally Party has tapped and fueled that discontent and dominated all pre-election opinion polls. A new coalition on the left is also posing a challenge to the moderate Macron. Canada's second largest airline, WestJet, has canceled more than 400 flights, affecting almost 50,000 passengers after the Union of Maintenance Workers announced it has gone on strike. The surprise strike affecting international and domestic flights is happening during the Canada Day-long weekend. WestJet said it was extremely outraged. The strike came after the federal government issued a ministerial order for binding arbitration Thursday that followed 2 weeks of turbulent discussions with the union on a new deal. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports upstate New York police kill a teen they say displayed a gun that turned out to be fake.
A 13-year-old boy was shot and killed by Utica, New York police Friday night following a foot chase after Chief Mark Williams says they thought he had a gun.
This replica handgun was ultimately found to be a pellet gun.
He says it began with a stop. The teen, the only ID is Asian, fled on foot. Three officers caught up.
And a Utica police officer ultimately discharged his firearm once, striking the male during a ground struggle.
Williams says an investigation is underway and they'll release police body cam.
We are aware of an incident, of a video that is currently circulating on social media.
The officers put on administrative leave. The news conference covered by WKTV was contentious, packed with family and community, yelling over officials at times for answers. I'm Julie Walker.
The newly inaugurated Freedom Edge exercise is wrapping up in the East China Sea, having brought together Japanese, South Korean, and American naval assets for multi-domain maneuvers for the first time. I'm Tommy McNeil.